non seculo, is it back from the dead as the White House claims the work of the disinformation board will continue? We'll talk about it today on Seculo.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo.
So if it's pausing because you think the board was mischaracterized, then the disinformation board is being shut down because of disinformation? Is that what's happening here?
Look, I mean, the board was put forth for a purpose, right? To make sure that we really did really did address what was happening across the country when it came to disinformation.
And it's okay to wait now, 75 days.
It's just going, it's going to pause.
We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110.
And so now what we're going to do is we're going to pause it and we're going to do an assessment. But the work doesn't stop. We're still going to continue the work. The DHS is still going to continue the work.
Okay. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome to Seculo. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Peter Doocy of Fox News with the new White House press secretary really getting more information and claiming that the White House has had to, and the executive branch and the Department of Homeland Security had to shut down the disinformation governance board because of right-wing misinformation or disinformation. But don't worry, it's just been paused, and they got rid of the bad actor, right, Nina Jankowicz, who was getting all this attention, and they'll come back at some point. They're going to do an assessment. They won't give up the ability to censor you, to intimidate you, to silence your speech. And I'm here in Washington, D.C. today meeting with, as you can probably imagine if you heard the broadcast yesterday, our C4 team from ACLJ Action, since we just launched that yesterday. And we encourage you to check out ACLJAction.org because we're going to be fighting on all of these issues, fighting in the states. We'll talk about that a little bit more in the next segment of the broadcast. Thank you for those of you who did already sign up or donate to ACLJ Action. It's a separate organization. But, Dad, right to you, the fact that the White House won't just, again, let this die, because politically it was not a winning issue for them to have a disinformation board. People on both sides of the aisle did not like the idea of the government doing this. They just won't let it die.
Well, here's what happened. They got caught. And, excuse me, when they got caught, the whole idea of a governance board on misinformation and disinformation raised so many red flags and so many constitutional and First Amendment issues that they wisely then say, well, we're gonna put that on pause. They got rid of Nina Jankowicz, who was causing a lot of the problems here. But it was telling what the press secretary said yesterday, and I want to play that bite if we can. She is not saying that the work of what this board is doing has stopped. Take a listen.
And so now what we're going to do is we're going to pause it and we're going to do an assessment. But the work doesn't stop. We're still going to continue the work. The DHS is still going to continue the work.
I think we are successful in dismantling their governance board. But I believe, Jordan, they will try to do this in other capacities within the framework of the Department of Homeland Security, which raises this question then. And it's timing that we've launched ACLJ Action is critical, because we can take, you know, legal action is one thing, which we're doing at the ACLJ, but now we can take action to expose this on a much broader basis through lobbying, advocacy, other kind of work.
Yeah, so why we launched ACLJ Action was exactly that. There's no restrictions on the amount of money we can spend on advocacy, but also on lobbyists. And when I say lobbyists, I mean lobbyists for you, lobbyists for our issues. We can hire these professionals to go in, write the legislation, to actually write, not just defend legally or give legal opinions, but to say this is the legislation you need to pass. So we can do that through ACLJ Action, which we just launched yesterday. It's a sister organization, so it is separate in that sense. It's not an initiative of the ACLJ. It's a separate organization, and it will require your financial support, because we can, as we said yesterday, one of the big issues with this is the governance board or this disinformation from DHS basically being distributed down through corporate America and big tech, especially the big tech content providers. At ACLJ Action, we want to go to war with these big tech content providers, these bad actors in that realm. But we need your financial support to do it. We've got the organization set up now, but we have to have your support, and we want you to join as a member. That's an important part of being a C4. It costs $25. That's the minimum to become a member of ACLJ Action. Go there, acljaction.org. Join today as a member. Donate $25. We'll be right back.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Secchio, this is Jordan Secchio. I'm in Washington, D.C. today at our offices on Capitol Hill. One, I will tell you, Dad, interesting note. It used to be the U.S. Capitol that was surrounded by what looked like wartime barricades. It's now the U.S. Supreme Court. Yeah. And guess who those barricades
are for? What does it look like?
It's not a it looks exactly like the barricades that were around the Capitol, just a little bit, you know, not as the Capitol's, the U.S. Supreme Court's not as big. But directly across our street is our barriers that are about, I'd say, you know, I know they're taller than me. It's at least probably about 9 feet, 10 feet tall. And you've got way more police on the street, guns out. It's very quiet in Washington, D.C. I mean, you do have tourists back, but a lot of these federal agencies, they're still working from home or only in the office like one day a week. So you've got all the security in place. But of course, we saw that yesterday, almost a threat in the media that if Roe versus Wade is actually overturned, that you will see violence in the streets across America. And of course, they expect that potential violence here in Washington, D.C. I want to point out that would be left-wing actors' violence. That would be Democrat-backed violence. Because, again, and they're putting out this story, still trying to intimidate justices of the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm going to show a picture because we're also doing our second round of diplomatic training today in our office in Washington, D.C. I think, is that the photo of, because I can't see it from my screen, is that with Mike Davis? Mike was the former nominations chief counsel for the Judiciary Committee, and he was also a clerk for Justice Gorsuch. So he's doing the Article 3 portion of our training program today for foreign diplomats. That program, why we put that in place, the ACLJ, you know we do international work, so it's important for us to have these relationships with folks from all over the world, and we've got a lot of them based in Washington, D.C. But second, they come here, they want to learn how our government works. You know, it's a pretty complicated government. Some come from kingdoms. They come from these, you know, single-party systems or very bureaucratic systems that don't move like we do politically. And so they want to learn. And we want to make sure they're learning from folks who actually love our system of government and love our Constitution and appreciate what we are as a country. So in a sense, giving that America first, this is what you should strive to do, our system of government. So they are in place. That's happening while I'm on the air right now throughout the day. And we'll be hosting more of those with foreign diplomats and foreign service officers. Just today, I mean, when you go through the list of folks here, that are in the office right now, right above me, Dan, as I speak. It's an impressive list, and it's a list of it just kind of gets to the fact of the amount of different kinds of folks we can have in. It's from, I would say, Angola, Argentina, to New Zealand, and so really all over the world. Japan is here. Qatar is here. Egypt is here. A lot of Latin American countries are here as well. I can go through the list later in the broadcast. But again, it shows you, too, what the ACLJ in just one of our offices, Dad, is doing in one day. We've got ACLJ action working. We've got our diplomatic program going on, and we're bringing in experts as well, like Mike, who runs an organization called the Article 3 Project on judicial nominees, as well for these diplomats to show the kind of contacts we have in Washington, D.C.
Well, what it does is it shows the reach of the American Center for Law and Justice, which is a lot broader than going to the courtroom. And now with ACLJ action, we are able to engage in aggressive advocacy where there were limits in place on the ACLJ as a 501c3 and a 501c4. Those limits are removed. So what you've got is the ACLJ action will allow us to be more flexible and also more aggressive as we counter the left. And you really have to counter the left right now. For instance, this whole disinformation campaign that we're talking about, remember, they suspended it. But she also said in that same session, but we're still doing the work. That tells you volumes.
I want to play the sound for people so they can hear it again. This is Peter Ducey. He's just asking the question about the Disinformation Governance Board because they said how important it was. They were defending it initially, then they canceled it. So where does it stand right now? And Karine Jean-Pierre, now the new White House press secretary, this was her response. Take a listen.
So if it's pausing because you think the board was mischaracterized, then the disinformation board is being shut down because of disinformation? Is that what's happening here?
Look, I mean, the board was put forth for a purpose, right? To make sure that we really did address what was happening across the country when it came to disinformation.
And it's okay
it's going to pause. There's been a mischaracterizations from outside forces. And so now what we're going to do is we're going to pause it. And we're going to do an assessment. But the work doesn't stop. We're still going to continue the work. The DHS is still going to continue the work.
Okay. So, I mean, that's where you want to drill down on. We've got to pause it because, I listen to the term because I think it's important what you say. Because of mischaracterizations. They didn't want to say misinformation. So they came up with another word that means the same thing. So they're trying to say that all of us had said this is outrageous. You were putting in place a speech police. And then you cancel it a week after defending it. Now you want to bring it back, but under a different tone. And Dad, what they want, that's why our FOIA is still relevant here that we filed, is I think what they're going to do is they realize, let's not announce this time. Because that's what they did. It was a Democrat question to get out so they could announce Nina Jankowicz. They were going to make a big deal about her. She's out of the government. We've been successful there. She is no longer in the federal government. And we are successful in getting it paused. What we need to get it done is completely removed and stopped. But it's like they, even though politically it's hurting them, they won't give up on it because long term they think this will help them silence your dissent.
I think that's exactly correct. So now what you have to do is go behind what they're doing. So they dismantle the governance committee, but what are they putting in its place? So we're going to work on that with our FOIA. ACLJ action will go with it as in dealing with it on Capitol Hill, where you are right now. And as Jordan just said, I want to reiterate this. We've got how many countries represented today, Jordan?
I'll go through the list real quick for folks. Angola, Argentina, the Central African Republic, the Czech Republic, Egypt, El Salvador, Guatemala, Haiti, Japan, Latvia, Liechtenstein, Nepal, New Zealand, Pakistan, Poland, Qatar, South Africa, South Sudan, Sweden, Switzerland, the Democrat Republic of Congo, and three folks from the European Union. All, again, just upstairs with me, and we're using our ACLJ team, some folks that people know, like Than Bennett, doing the legislative section, really working through our three branches of government and how it works and how the interplay there is. It's again, it's not a partisan exercise. They're coming from different countries. But what we are doing is making sure that the end of the day, with whatever flaws you see in how the U.S. government works, is that we're still the best government in the world. It's a system to thrive to. We talk to those rights that are guaranteed to Americans. And then you tie that into, again, while that's going on, our ACLJ action team is that's been getting the organization together over a year We've been working on to launch this, getting all the legal structures in place, getting everything, and now that's ready to go. And that team, of course, is launching. That's here in Washington, D.C. as well. And I encourage people, two things, that if they signed up yesterday, which the email that went out from ACLJ was a sign-up email for the list. They got an email. They've already got it in their inbox today. So you've got it now, folks, where you can actually become a member. So a direct link to become a member. It's an email from me, so from Jordan Seculo at ACLJ Action. And you can become a member and make that $25 donation. And we've gotten questions about that. You can make that a regular donation. You can donate more. That's the minimum to become a member of ACLJ Action. And the more members we have, and that's an annual due to continue your membership, but the more resources we have, the more of these issues we can go to war, we can go to battle with, and we call it taking the gloves off because, again, we've got the ACLJ to handle all of the legal issues surrounding these big issues. What we want to do is take it into your state legislatures, and if we have the resources, to take it down to your county level and city level as well. We know the first major battle we're engaging, Dad, it likely is going to be the abortion battle from state to state. The getting good legislation in place that's going to survive legal challenge and working with state legislators. We're also working on congressional scorecards so that people will know where ACLJ Action, how they rank members of Congress. And the more resources we have, the more battles we can engage, you know, for energy independence, taking on big tech. These are huge issues. And of course, the economy, these economic issues right now. But we need people to join. You can do it at acljaction.org to become a member. It's $25 donation. You can do that online right now. ACLJ Action. It is separate from the ACLJ. It's a sister organization, and it's just launched yesterday. It's had great support already, so a big thank you to a lot of folks who did already join and become a member of ACLJ Action. I encourage more people to do it today because I think when you hear this from the White House, Dad, it just shows you why we have got to be ready for a serious battle where they try to shut down our ability to get our message out.
Yep.
That is, and really what ACLJ Action does, cuts through all of that and takes the message right into the halls of Congress using professional lobbyists working for you instead of a business interest. They're going to be working for you and into your state legislatures as well, which is something new for the ACLJ as a whole to go right into your states, right in, even at the local level, with the legislation ready to go. We want you to join. We want you to be part of this new organization. And we've launched it for a purpose, for intention, acljaction.org. You'll check out some of the issues we're going to engage there. Of course, the life issue and core issues to the ACLJ, but other issues as well, like going to war with big tech. acljaction.org. Donate $25 and become a member today.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at acLJ.org/gift. The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Secular. You know, one of the issues ACLJ Action, right on the front of that homepage, it's a new website too that's launched. I would encourage you to check that out as well. We want you to join as a member. Very important, these first couple days as we launch, we want to have the resources ready to get going and get ready. And we've been preparing it for a year, getting it all set to go. We're now set to go. So we want you to join as a member. It's a minimum yearly donation of $25. You can certainly give more. We can take unlimited amounts. Again, you click to actually become a member of ACLJ Action when you make that donation. And if you go to the homepage, what you'll see is one of the issues right on top is energy independence. One thing that ACLJ Action can do is work with energy companies in America and run campaigns at the federal level, targeting members of Congress, targeting the administration, and at the state level as well and local level, to focus on allowing us to get back to drilling in America, fracking in America, making America a net exporter of energy. And so we're going to directly engage that issue. And we can do even more. The more work we can do in it is based off the resources we have at ACLJ Action. So I encourage you, Dad, as we talk about these issues affecting everybody right now, you don't have to be driving diesel to see the prices that are predicted to be just out of control.
Well, a couple of the items that we're going to focus on ACLJ Action are going to include energy independence, inflation, and economic freedom. Professor Harry Hutchison is also a law and economics professor and has written extensively on these issues. Harry, let's talk about this for a moment. Would you like to start with, I guess, energy? It could be a good starting point.
I think that's correct, and I would say that energy prices, they tie into the inflation run-up, and we are currently experiencing inflationary pressures that are the highest we have seen in roughly 40 years. And if you look at recent inflation indicators, they will show that on an annualized basis, we are experiencing inflation, at least at the wholesale price level, of around 14% on an annual basis. Energy prices continue to ramp up, uninhibited by Biden's policies. Natural gas, for instance, which is used for heating, electricity, and petrochemicals, have now reached a 14-year high of $8 per 1,000 cubic feet. At their peak in 2008, gas prices averaged 4.40 cents per 1,000 cubic feet in terms of natural gas prices. Crude oil prices have now reached a record level. If you look at West Texas crude, it's $123 per barrel. During the last year of President Trump's presidency, the average price per barrel was around $40
so
per barrel.
It's doubled.
So it's more than doubled. And I think if you listen to Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, she is expecting a continued run-up in energy prices. I think California potentially will see up to $10 per gallon. Gas stations are already changing their signs to accommodate that possibility. Meanwhile, President Biden is doing worse than doing nothing because he is actively inhibiting U.S. energy. He's shut down the XL pipeline. He's shut down ANWR. He's canceled oil and gas leases. And he's basically told the American people to buy electric cars, but electric cars run on what? Fossil fuel, and we've given up U.S. energy independence. So the problems continue to proliferate, and we need to take action to deal with them.
So then, Jordan, in a situation where Harry kind of laid out the problems, what does ACLJ Action then do?
So ACLJ Action can partner with, of course, our members, and it can partner with an oil and gas company to wage a grassroots campaign so that politicians making the policy here in Washington, D.C. can make those companies that are in the United States feel comfortable. You know, the Biden administration tries to say, oh, we issued these new 9,000 new permits that you can use, except for it takes years to actually cut through the red tape on that right now. So it would be saying, listen, that's talk. We say action, you know, ACLJ action. So it's getting to actually the point where we're energy independent again. This is a self-created crisis. There's a lot going on in the world, but we could still be a net exporter of energy, but for the Biden administration's bad policies. And so there are companies, they'd be willing to do more in the U.S. if they thought they could actually get the wells open, if they thought they could actually get the permits green lighted. So when they say that they make them available, that's a multi-years long process. And so while you could say, well, don't those companies, can't they do this work on their own? No, because they need you, the voters, to put in people into office who are going to help cut the red tape. They can't do that on their own. They've got to get to voters who care about these issues. And I can't think of a time in my lifetime, I know it's happened before with the gas crisis in the late 1970s and early 80s, but that's how long it's been since it's been this bad. And I think that that's why we have this unique opportunity to mobilize as ACLJ action and work with some new companies, work with kind of some new folks to work on the issues that really affect you every single day. And you can be part of that, not just hearing about it, but you can actually be part of that by becoming a member today of ACLJ Action at acljaction.org. You join as a member. It's minimum for $25. You can certainly give more, and you can sign up to do monthly donations as well there at acljaction.org. But this is how we would combat that, is we would take this issue direct to some of the most vulnerable senators, to some of those vulnerable members of the House. They could be on the right, they could be on the left, and focus in on them. So we'd actually be targeting elected officials on this, as well as, of course, ultimately the White House. But first, you'd have to have the legislation get put in place. So cutting through that red tape and making sure the voices of the American people are heard on this issue directly, that they do want more drilling, that they do want to get energy independent. And while we're all interested in these other sources of energy and electric cars, wonderful, right now that doesn't solve our problem. That doesn't solve potential $7 a gallon gas in the United States by the end of this summer.
Harry, you know, one of the things we talked about was the inflation and the energy relation. And we only got a minute here left. How big is this inflation threat right now to the United States?
I think it's huge, and one of the main drivers is the fact that government spending has gone up dramatically. So in 2019, the federal government spent about $4.76 trillion. They are now spending north of $7 trillion. And so that's a huge influx in cash in the system, and we're not prepared to pay for it. The other thing that we can do is, as Jordan correctly points out, is we can cut red tape. We can basically take the government burden off the economy. All of us pay an inflation tax, and it hurts our most vulnerable population the worst. And the Biden administration seems bound and determined to make things worse for each and every American.
Let me encourage everyone to go over to acljaction.org. That's acljaction.org. If you can go over there and join, you can sign the email list so you can get on the email list. But for $25, you can become a member. And Jordan, we want them to be members.
Absolutely right. acljaction.org. Become a member of this new organization today.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.